Hello. Hello, Philly. I'm here in Philly to cover the DNC and to catch motherfucking Pokemon. And the first major one, high combat potential, high CP, could definitely evolve this bitch into a fucking excellent Pokemon. None other than Vox.com's Matt Yglesias.
Burrito!
So I just said, Yglesias, what's up? And he turned around like probably Reagan when he saw John Hinckley for the first time.
Yeah, we met a lot of great people down there the encampment. It was mostly a primitive society.
The system.
Seemed like they let people follow them around and have a place to stay in a park.
It was basically like if Woodstock 94 never ended.
Yeah.
I am the product of both the Aaron Sorkin screenwriting class and mercury in certain vaccines.
So like I said, they pulled up on this sort of Parks Department card, courtesy of Occupy DNC. They had like a shipping pallet full of chocolate milk.
That was
okay. The context of this is it was about 100 fucking degrees on Tuesday.
White people think spoiled chocolate milk too spicy.
Don't eat the brown milk, man.
Yeah, it was the least appealing thing in history. This guy's bellowing like a carnival barker, like, chocolate milk, everybody, we got all kinds of chocolate milk. And everyone just stared at him like he just brought like a dead squirrel.
It was like a hack political cartoon. Like, he was Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and the fucking chocolate milk is like boats.
And yes, Ernest joins the army. That's the fucking movie.
Yeah, Ernest was responsible.
That's the movie.
Ernest was actually responsible for the abuses at Abu Ghraib.
I do not appreciate you boys coming here to Philadelphia, the home of the country that I left, the birthplace, the cornerstone of democracy, and you boys fucking it up with your irony, I'm swearing, you do not, you neoliberal globalist scum, you have no, who are, the only cure for 1984 is 1776, and the only cure for 1776, it might be Prince's 1999, and the only thing that may cure that is Stanley Kubrick's 2001 A Space Odyssey. And let me tell you something, boy, the only thing that might even come close to holding the candle to that is Taylor Swift's 1989.